Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Lisa writes, why isn't the healthcare system teaching patients to help diagnose themselves? Wouldn't it save the healthcare sector money if patients could diagnose themselves and not use the more expensive resources? And she goes a little bit more into this, but the do-it-yourself medicine, there's a big push for that, and I'm mixed on that. I love the fact that if you want to get a Tylenol, you can. If you want to get an ibuprofen, you can. If you have heartburn, you can. Now there's a birth control pill, a progesterone-only birth control pill. If you want to get birth control and you want to have sex this weekend, even though it does take a few weeks, sometimes, you know, a good couple months to ideally work, well, you have access to Medicaid. You have access to condoms. You have access to our over-the-counter. There's a lot of already do-it-yourself medicine. I don't think people realize that. There's already a lot you could do on your own. You could test. You don't have to go to a doctor to see if you're pregnant. You could test for pregnancy. You could test for COVID, although I really am not in love with a lot of these at over-the-counter tests because we're finding that some people, you know, they're like, I swear I have COVID because everybody in my family has it, but my test was negative. Well, you know, so even though it may leave a lot to be desired, but already currently we do have a lot of do-it-yourself medicine. So one, we have progressed on that. So what is it that people want more? Well, they want everything else that you need a doctor for. So what do you need a doctor for? Well, to remove your appendix. Yeah, you're not going to be able to do that on your own. I know patients have called upset going, I don't have time to go to, I don't have time to have appendicitis. Nobody has time to have appendicitis. I get you. But you aren't going to be able to take care of that on your own. Now, you could deliver your own baby. It's not easy. And then who takes care of the baby while you're on the floor trying to recover from just giving birth? I mean, we've used help even, you know, for centuries. You didn't deliver a baby by yourself. There was still people who could help you and be there for you. So, that, you know, the helping hands, you know, that's nothing new. But, you know, people want to get antibiotics by themselves. I know I have strep. Let me take the antibiotic. And so I can't tell you how many times people call up the telemedicine platform that I work for, and they say, I definitely have strep. I need an antibiotic. And one lady, she was getting sick every month for the last few months. And she was getting antibiotics online. And when I'm looking at the pictures, it doesn't look like strep. So I'm like, what exactly is going on here? Now I have a sore throat. It's strep. I know it's strep. Well, it doesn't look like strep. You don't have the white exudates. The tongue doesn't have that look. You've already been given antibiotics multiple times. Maybe this is something else. Go in and get seen. I don't want to. Well, you know, if you remember, Michael Douglas had a sore throat that kept being diagnosed as something bacterial. And he ended up having throat cancer. I'm not saying not everybody has, you know, cancer, but the reason why we have a doctor is because sometimes you're wrong. You're not trained. All you've known is strep. Because when you were a kid and you had a sore throat, they called it strep. Do you know that there's also Coxsackie virus? There's mono. There's GERD and heartburn-related sore throats. Now, I had a sore throat that wouldn't go away. And I was a little nervous. So I went to an ear, nose, and throat doctor because antibiotics didn't work. It worked maybe temporarily. And I'm like, please, God, I don't, you know, hope I don't have cancer. So he does a scope and he says, I don't see any tumors, thank God. But I think you have acid reflux. And I go, but I don't really burp. I don't have heartburn. He said, look, for poops and giggles, for 2 weeks, take this antacid and see if it makes the sore throat go away. Look, I'm a doctor. And I needed another doctor to help diagnose me. And you want to know what? It worked. So part of my sore throat problem was acid reflux. Now, you know, so I understand that people would love to dissect out the doctor and make them go away, but I don't think we're ready for people to do their own medicine. I think teaching them is important, but, I mean, the years of medical school, that's very hard to replicate on a general platform. Remember I had a patient come in, it was a brand new patient that was panicking and asked the front desk if I could refill her inhalers for her asthma. So I told the staff, look, I have 2 back-to-back pap smears, we'll squeeze her in between, you know, put her in this other room, you know, triage her. And because, if, you know, she's an asthmatic and needs an inhaler, I don't want her waiting. So I talk to her, I look at her, and I do a basic asthma spirometry test, and her lung function is fantastic. And her lungs sound fantastic. So I'm like, wait a second. So you have asthma? Yes, I have asthma. I go, you know, tell me your symptoms. Well, I go, don't use the term asthma. Use any other term but asthma. Well, I have difficulty breathing. All right, so now that's a whole other issue. You having difficulty breathing, is it your heart? Is it pneumonia? Is it anxiety? Is it cancer? So I check her heart. Her EKG came out normal, but just something was odd. So I do a chest x-ray, making sure the shortness of breath wasn't a blood clot to the lungs or pneumonia or a dropped lung or something else. And her heart looked funny on the chest x-ray. Lungs were perfect. Heart looked funny. So I sent her to the heart doctor. Heart doctor calls me back saying she had an atrial myxoma, which is basically a tumor of the heart. She ended up being treated. She's fine. And I go, I just did. He goes, how did you diagnose this? Nobody else would have picked it up. What made you decide to look for it? I go, she said she had asthma, and I didn't think she did. Turned out she never had asthma. It was the wrong diagnosis. And so if people are treating their shortness of breath with the wrong diagnosis, they could be missing something more serious. So I think we do need to always educate patients and let them learn as much as they want to learn. But I don't think we're ready for people to be their own doctors. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. They're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, some people are loving menopause, others can't stand it. And there is a possible new menopause prevention drug that could delay menopause. And for me, I could wait. Menopause could have come quick enough. But I have to admit, I went through menopause earlier. I started having hot flash in my 30s. It was not comfortable. You could still have your period and be in menopause. But official, you know, finishing the process of menopause when your periods stop, that usually happens when you're in your 50s, early 50s, but scientists at the biotech company Oviva Therapeutics said they have developed an injection that could potentially and indefinitely delay the onset of menopause. Now, menopause may start for some at 45, others even younger. And so it's when our bodies start to produce less estrogen and progesterone. And they say the drug couldn't just delay menopause, could actually prevent it. So while it works, is it affects the anti-Müllerian hormone. And what it does is it increases levels of that, which is produced by the ovaries and plays a role in ovulation. If you increase it, you could stop menopause. AMH hormone, according to New York Post, controls the amount of lag time until the menopause and actually acts as a break in females. We could use AMH to slow the loss of ovarian reserve, the number of eggs in the ovaries, and extend the runway to the menopause. So this drug would be administered every few months, is being tested in rodents right now for safety, and could be tested on humans in the coming years if proven successful. If approved for use in humans further down the line, the treatment could cost as much as six figures because it's expensive. Now, they said the researchers did not highlight any adverse effects associated with this. You know, hormone replacement therapy, we know, can boost your estrogen and progesterone to help relieve symptoms, but our hormone replacement therapy doesn't necessarily allow us to still ovulate. And we also know that hormone replacement therapy has been linked to cancer, blood clots, stroke in some individuals. So who would want to delay menopause? And why would we want to delay menopause? Well, it's interesting. Menopause does change the body. I noticed that when I started going through changes, my memory changed. Obviously, my bone density changed. My weight changed. I started gaining a lot of weight. And I was I eat less than I ever have. I exercise more than I ever have, but I gained weight. And so menopause was not the best thing for me. Maybe I didn't want to have my periods, but it was miserable. Not to mention, some people bleed more when they start going through menopause. They actually bleed heavier rather than bleeding less. So for some people, menopause is just brutal. I didn't really have a lot of hot flashes, but all the other stuff stunk. Not to mention, if you're sexually active, the dryness, things like that, it's not easy. It's not an easy change. And so I think there are many individuals who would like to see if that helps slow down aging and allows them to transition a little better. So according to, let me give credit where credit is due. This is a doctor, I apologize, I don't think I have the name right here. Yes, Dr. Daisy Rombinton, Oviva Therapeutics molecular biologist. She said that our ovaries in a woman's body are really the seat of health in many ways. The hormones that they produce provide a sort of homeostasis or a consistent quality of life during a woman's reproductive years if her reproductive organs are functioning sort of a normal range. It's not just long-term fertility. We see that once a woman goes through menopause, she has significantly increased risk of cardiovascular disease, significant declines in neurocognitive health like brain fog, anxiety, depression, mood disorders, sleep dysfunction. So, you know, looking at a different approach to menopause could be pretty cool. Now, there was a study published this month in Lancet where a different team of experts said that menopause should not be considered a condition to be treated, but rather a natural consequence of getting older. They wrote that although management of symptoms is important, a medicalized view of menopause can be disempowering for women, leading to overtreatment and overlooking potential positive effects, such as better mental health with age and freedom from menstruation, menstrual disorders, and contraception. So as I said, some people really loved menopause. It was right up their alley. They feel great. Others, not so good. And in the 90s, it was interesting. There was a doctor who I had to do a rotation under. And at the time, he said it was malpractice. If you had somebody who was perimenopausal and you did not put them on hormones, because the hormones protected their heart, protected their bones, that if I didn't start a person right away on hormone replacement therapy, I could get sued. Now, that was in the 90s, before the Women's Health Initiative. That was late 90s. So then, you know, the Women's Health Initiative came out. They said, well, now we need to rethink our hormone replacement therapy. And we have some women that are prone to breast cancer, some women that are prone to blood clots, some women that are prone to heart disease. For some people, the estrogen will help them. For other people, the estrogen could hurt them. And so, you know, we need to be a lot more understanding that we can't treat everybody the same. And I understand there's been now this big push to not, a stereotype menopause. You know, women who are menopausal they seem to be, age discriminated. They're, looked upon differently. And the reason why that happens, which is sad, is in the animal kingdom, the fertile women, seem to be more sought after, right? Because animals want to propagate. Whereas somebody who isn't necessarily fertile, or at the age of that, is not as enticing. Although you would think today in society, they would like knowing, okay, good, there's no chance I could get Dr. Dahlia pregnant, so I'll date her. But nobody wants to date me now. And I'm married, which I'm fine with. But, aging. I think Megan Fox was in the news. Megan Fox was the one in the first Transformer movie. She's a beautiful woman. And apparently people are shaming her for using plastic surgery. She is still exquisite. She's always been exquisite. But, many individuals that are my age are already starting plastic surgery to try to nip, tuck, and change. And mind you, the problem we have is we look at these gorgeous women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, and we say, well, I want to do that. I don't have to look like a grandma. I don't have to look like Edith Bunker or Mrs. Roper. Did people look older in the 70s and 80s than they do now? Well, they didn't have filters. The makeup was different. The styles were different. People these days, Jenny McCarthy, 51 years old. She looks great. These women, I don't say they're fighting age. I think you could look good. I mean, I'm middle age, and, I may get lash extensions, I may get hair extensions, and I love it. I don't necessarily have to look like I'm 20, but I want to feel like I'm the best I could be. But when it comes to a health standpoint, like men and testosterone, men don't necessarily need to take testosterone so they can be big and muscular. And I understand losing your muscles is not fun. I lost my muscles. Losing your muscles is not fun. Your body shape changes, some skin sags. It's not easy. But some people need testosterone for their health. If you have low testosterone, that can affect a variety of health processes. But if you overtake too much testosterone, that can affect you adversely as well. So my recommendation to everybody is moderation. If you need to be supplemented because you're low, then do it. If you have low thyroid, you need thyroid supplementation. If you have low insulin because you're a type 1 diabetic, you need insulin supplementation. If you have low T, you need thyroid supplementation. If your estrogen is low, causing thinning bones, hot flashes, other sorts of immune issues, you could get it replaced. But understand that for some of us, it could accelerate some bad things. And we're not fighting age. We're not trying to be younger than we are. We're just trying to manage homeostasis. 1-877-DR-LEY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update. Negotiations for a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are ongoing, according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are working 24/7, leaning in, trying to make sure that we get that hostage so that we have a temporary ceasefire so that we can get that all-important aid into Gaza.
Additionally, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is scheduled to visit Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week as part of diplomatic efforts related to the conflict. Forbes says Donald Trump is ruling out Vivek Ramaswamy as his top VP pick. Forbes reported that Trump told the biotech entrepreneur that he was not in the running, but that Vivek could get a cabinet position in the event Trump wins in November. Trump is apparently looking for someone that he is more ideologically aligned with as his running mate. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you wrote me that you cannot find a doctor who will write the weight loss drug. Would I? I can't take care of any of you. I can't. Well, being your radio host, I love being your radio doctor, but I do not have a practice where I could write medications for everybody. I know I would be very, very busy with that. It's just not with the way Obamacare is and today's healthcare, it's easier for me to just work for a company and see the patients they want me to see. But let's talk about how difficult it is for people to get the weight loss drug. And this isn't just about it being in short supply. Apparently, NBC News is talking about how there was a study that says even if you can access it, even if you do have insurance coverage, doctors aren't writing it. So you're not the only one when you hear that you can't get it from a doctor. Now, this is a study from Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore. And in addition to the barriers of getting the prescription, finding a pharmacy with it in stock, being able to pay for it, they found that looking at the coverage, and not only the coverage, but, you know, other issues, the study looked at health records from 18,000 patients who had gone to a Johns Hopkins outpatient clinic from January to September 2023. Now, these medications have been around and FDA approved for a while. All of these 18,000 patients had obesity, meaning their body mass index was over 30. All had insurance coverage that would cover the weight loss drugs. But only 2.3% of these 18,000 patients were prescribed the weight loss drug. Now, this is not that shocking to me at all as a doctor. It's really shocking to patients. But no. Especially for last year. Last year, there was a shortage of the medication. And so if a doctor, when a doctor sees you, I know it doesn't look like a lot of work, but it is. But the one thing that was very overwhelming for my staff and me was the patients calling afterwards or needing prior auth or their insurance not covering it or the pharmacy not covering it. We need to switch the pharmacies. And so when the doctor makes, in Nevada, one insurance company was only paying us $2.42 for the visit, the in-person visit. When you're only making $20, $2.42, $45 for the in-person visit, and then you have staff trying to call around all the different pharmacies, try to work with your insurance, and spending maybe an additional 30 minutes to an hour, many doctors are like, I just don't have the time. I don't have the time, and my staff doesn't have the time. And I remember having staff, when I had my practice, asking me to not do certain things because they always have to get prior authorization. And I had to order MRIs. And the staff's like, don't order MRIs for this insurance. I'm like, why not? Well, because insurance gives us a hard time. I go, then you know what? Give that phone to me. If my patient needs an MRI, I don't give a damn what the insurance company says. All right? But if you're feeling overwhelmed, get me. And then I'll talk to the insurance company. And after, I don't know how many times the insurance company needed to talk to me, they started to approve the MRIs for my patients if I needed to order it. But insurance companies know how to do this passive-aggressive sort of attitudes. They know what makes doctors tick. And if they are going to give doctors a hard time, make them spend more time, they know doctors will say, forget it. I mean, look at what happened with the opioids. How many doctors do you know have stopped writing opioids since 2016? Nobody told them to stop. But all the rules and regulations and bureaucracy and proof and all sorts of things that you have to do so you don't lose your license. The doctor said, you know what, it's just easier for me not to write it. Just don't come here for pain medication. I don't write them. Well, but then the patients suffer. So, I'm a lot more comfortable with these medications now that I'm seeing more patients on them. But you can't just throw a person on the medication and say you're good. They need to follow up. You need to make sure they're doing it right. You need to be available if they start to have side effects like abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, if they lose their needles. And so doctors are slowly starting to move towards the easier hanging fruit type of patients than those that have a lot of issues. And a weight loss drug for people with obesity, to me, is not really a lot of an issue. Usually it's pretty easy to administer. You know, you have to obviously show them how to administer it. It's pretty comfortable. You don't really have to do a lot of blood work before and after, although I like to monitor their sugar and their liver and their kidney function. But it's not as high maintenance a drug as something else. But when I'm hearing that medical offices have to stop everything to try to get prior authorization every few months for the drug because it costs $1,000 to $1,500 a month, it's a problem. Now, interestingly, they also found a disparity in who could get the medication. They found that among the small sliver of patients who did get the prescription for the weight loss drug, disparities were apparent. White adults were more likely to get the prescription than Asian or black adults. Adults with a BMI of 35 or more, hypertension or type 2 diabetes had a likelihood of getting the prescription. But the discrepancy between white and black adults still held. White adults more likely to get a prescription, despite higher rates of severe obesity and hypertension among black adults. Adults in their 40s were more likely to get the prescription compared to those of other age groups. Women were more likely to get the prescription than men. Now, some of that bias could also be women were asking for it. I don't have a lot of men ask for the drug, but women will call up the telemedicine platform saying, I need help to lose weight. I need this. And so, yeah, you know, women might struggle. I think men struggle with obesity, too. But, you know, men can hit the gym, exercise, and lose the weight a little faster than women. And so maybe women are thinking, look, I've tried it all. I need to. Also, it could be because of the ads. You know, who is listening to what? Who is reading what? Who is advertising to whom? So if these companies are advertising to individuals who they think are highly insured, then that demographic may be the ones that are going to their doctor asking for it. And we don't want to see any health disparities when it comes to medication. But the one thing I am noticing with doctors is, and the question we all have, which I brought up to you all, is how long do we keep you on the medicine? These medicines are not designed to be lifelong. And so a doctor who hears the hype and who sees that people, especially stars and Oprah and all that, are losing significant amounts of weight, what happens if you have to go off the medication? What happens if your prescription is due? Patients were calling the telemedicine platform, almost sounding like some of my patients who used to have drug addictions. I need it. I need it. I'm running out. I need it by tomorrow. I need it. Well, if you're not a platform that writes it or you don't have staff to do the prior auth, you can't be there for that person when they need something that day. And so some doctors are like, I just don't go there. Especially because if you go off the medication, you're going to gain the weight back. And I don't want to be there when you're mad. And so, you know, people always say, well, doctors make money. Doctors are incentivized to do all these. No, we're not. Doctors are incentivized to pick the best thing for your health. But they're also de-incentivized to do things that cost a lot of time and staff. And so my guess is doctors are a little frustrated with how it's not as easy and simple to get approved. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our listeners asked if I would buy a Medicare Advantage plan. I'm right now not in that age group, so I haven't decided. My answer is I would probably get either a Medicare Advantage plan or some sort of supplement. If Medicare at all cuts more and more of what they cover by the time I'm going to need that in the coming decades, I don't see how you can't. It's definitely not easy. But this was an interesting piece. There's a lot of articles this latest week on Medicare Advantage plans, and this one from Finance Buzz is 15 costly Medicare Advantage myths that could cost you in 2024. And so they say, this is, as I said, Finance Buzz breaks down some of the most common myths associated with Medicare Advantage plans. They said when you're approaching retirement and considering your health insurance needs, Original Medicare, which is Part A for hospitalization, Part B for doctor's appointments and other care, may not offer everything you need. Part D is your medications. And so Medicare Advantage plans help replace the limited coverage, offer a more customizable level of support, but you need to know how it works so you don't waste money. I personally don't understand how Medicare doesn't cover it all. Right, that's a why isn't it covering the medications? That, to me, is not fair, especially if you've been putting money in for decades. So one of the first myths is that a Medicare Advantage plan and a supplemental plan are the same. They say Medicare Advantage plans replace Original Medicare, Parts A and B. You get a different policy altogether. Whereas a Medicare supplemental plans will give you more coverage than what A and B have, but it supplements, it adds, such as Part D for prescription drug coverage. So you will either need an Advantage plan or Original Medicare with supplemental coverage, but an Advantage plan takes over your Medicare plan. Now, they say one myth is Medicare Advantage is the best option for chronic health issues. They say if you suffer from heart disease, have had cancer, type 2 diabetes, according to this study, Medicare Advantage plans can be the ideal choice, but only if you choose a plan provider that has flexible, comprehensive coverage. Original Medicare allows you to use any provider you want, but if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, let's say through United or Aetna, and your doctor doesn't take United or Aetna, you can't see that doctor. So I have family members who say, I can't see the doctor. I go, what are you talking about? You have Medicare. They take Medicare. They don't take the particular plan. So, another thing, too, is I don't think you need referrals with Original Medicare to see a specialist. With Medicare Advantage, though, because it's like a regular health insurance, you might have to have a referral. They say if you purchase a Medicare Advantage plan, you still need drug coverage. They say Medicare Advantage plans typically allow you to obtain a policy that includes all the care you need, A, B, D. With an Advantage plan, you don't need to purchase Part D separately. So usually, the Medicare Advantage plan doesn't play this game of you also now need to do something extra for your medications. However, if you think your weight loss drugs or expensive medications are completely covered, you have another thing coming. So, but right now, Medicare Advantage means you don't have to pay extra for a supplemental. You shouldn't have to do both. Medicare Advantage, they say, does not cover hearing and vision. They do not appear. Original Medicare doesn't, but Medicare Advantage might. We've had people from United Medicare Advantage, Cigna Medicare Advantage, that says their plans cover dental, vision. But you need to definitely read the fine line and make sure. So they say you could choose the services you get from an Advantage plan. And so I think you could even tailor your costs if you don't want vision, if you don't want dental. Let's say you have dental coverage through your job. So you don't need the Medicare Advantage plan to also cover dental. But some plans, yes, they do cover that. So another myth is when you switch to Medicare Advantage, you lose Medicare. That's a misconception. You will always be able to have Medicare, but you're going to be receiving it in a different form. Now you're getting Medicare through a private health insurance company instead of the federal government, but it's not that you're not a Medicare patient. With Medicare Advantage, when you select your type and level of coverage, right? You do have a deductible. Your deductible, though, should not be more. A Medicare Advantage plan won't sell if their deductible is higher than what you would get with regular Medicare. They say if you have just original Medicare, chances are good your deductible would be higher, especially when you add the cost of Medigap, prescription drug coverage deductibles. Medicare Advantage deductibles tend to be lower. And again, the reason why is you want to go to them if it was higher. They say another common financial misconception is that the out-of-pocket maximum you will pay is higher with Medicare Advantage. They say that's not true. Original Medicare has no maximum, meaning if you have cancer, if you need hospice or whatever, even though there might be certain limits to some of the treatment, it doesn't stop covering you once they spent $50,000 or $500,000. They say original Medicare is no maximum unless you have Medigap, and you can expect to continue paying those out-of-pocket costs. Medicare Advantage plans typically have a top-out amount of $88,300 for in-network care, $12,400 for in- and out-network care. Again, I don't think that means, you know, hospitalizations, things like that. And then they say Medicare Advantage is private insurance policy, so you will have a network of providers, but that's going to limit you. Now, it doesn't mean it's a small network, but when there are plans that just don't cover, you know, if certain doctors or doctor groups no longer keep the contract, you might lose your doctor. All right, so... But original Medicare, whoever takes Medicare will cover it. They say you can shop for Medicare Advantage plans with a pre-existing health condition, and you should not be denied. Medicare Advantage has to be covered by the same protections as Obamacare. So, there might be some restrictions on certain things, but for the most part, pre-existing conditions shouldn't, yeah. Now, many people feel that if they decide to leave original Medicare, go to a Medicare Advantage, you can never go back. Of course you can. You make adjustments every year to your Advantage plans. And so you can go back and forth if you want. If you're like, the Advantage plan didn't do it for me, I'm just going to stick with original Medicare, you can do that. You can go back. But there's open enrollment period, so there's certain time frames you have to do that with. Now, Medicare is not free. Right? There are certain premiums. With original Medicare, they say you're paying for insurance through a monthly premium deducted from your Social Security payment if you make benefits. You also have to meet certain deductibles and pay certain coinsurance. If you have Part D using Medigap coverage, there might be copays and deductibles. So understand that just because you have Medicare doesn't mean it's 100%. Also understand that it might not cover everything. Original Medicare does not cover hearing, dental, vision. Might not cover coverage for fitness programs, other holistic things. Cover transportation. Now, you could still write a lot of these off. When we spoke about write-offs, you could write off your transportation, write-off, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be paid by Medicare. Medicare services become available when you reach 65 or if you're disabled. Some Medicare Advantage plans can also start early as well. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.